Precious Moments with Honey Baked.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet.
To the sunny side of the street.
Can't you hear?
The bitter bad
and happy.
Here is your step.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
There's something wrong with our recording.
Yeah, I think so.
I hear it too.
Yeah.
I hear it. What is that?
I don't know.
We're going to have to have that recut.
I don't know, but it's irritating.
It is irritating. I couldn't agree with you more. Not agree with you more.
This rover.
You're making an ass of yourself for all eternity.
Well, you should know how to do that, Lauren.
I mean, come on.
You do it on the show all the time when you interrupt us.
Love can be so good that might be on the sunny side of the dream.
Find out what that was and edit that out. Somebody got in and sabotaged our recording.
Yeah, I'll say.
You know who I think it was?
Who?
Mark Christopher.
Oh.
Go ahead and just... put it out there.
Sounded a little like John Hadley.
John Brown.
No, it wasn't Hadley because I could understand every word. Good afternoon. Hey, he can take it. He knows I like it.
I resemble that remark.
We speak the truth. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am in a tremendously good mood today. And I,
did you get some?
Some what?
Some
mood.
Yeah, I got some good mood.
Something.
Yeah, I got some good mood. No, I've said this before. Sometimes you don't know. You don't really even know why some days you're just in the worst mood. I mean, you go, oh, my goodness, I just want to just change my life.
And you don't know why.
No, you don't. And that's what's so weird about it. It's just these swings back, you know, up, down, up, down. But I know one reason why, and it is this. My 23-year-old daughter got a job.
Ooh, she got that job?
Well, you say that job.
Well, the one you had talked about?
What did I talk about?
I thought it was for a fairly large organization.
Yes, the tennis job you talked about on the air.
Prince. I don't know if I talked about this job.
No, it was
Prince
for the
singer?
This was a USTA job.
USTA
she
job.
She got a job working for Prince.
Oh, Prince the singer?
No.
The singer. Yeah, of course, Dan. The singer.
No, it's Prince
she's
William.
She's a tennis player, so she gets a job as a backup singer for Prince.
Yeah, and I've heard her sing.
Yeah. No, the people that make rackets and clothing and all that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, you say it's awesome. You don't know, you know, the details of
the job. She could be a model for it.
What's awesome is just she's got a job. Because, you know, I've said this before. We were with somebody over the weekend, and the person says, ooh, I'd love to be 21 again. And another adult in the group said, not me. I wouldn't mind being 35, but I don't want to be 21 again. And I kind of agree with that. I don't want to be 21 or 23 or whatever, because I think that we forget how screwed up our heads were and how confused we were. And, think of all the stuff in your early 20s that you got rolling around in your head. When am I going to get married? Am I ever going to get married? Am I going to meet somebody? Have I met the right person? Should I dump this guy or this girl? Am I going to get a job? If I do get a job, am I going to like the job? Am I going to have to move? And I'm not going to know anybody. Am I going to be good enough? Blah, blah, blah.
I've yet to pass the age where I want to go to yet. I don't know. Maybe I'll never get that. You know, maybe I'll never hit that age where I go, well, that would be the perfect age to go back to.
Well, first of all, you're not old enough to qualify to do that.
Well, that's true.
Once you hit about 45, then you can play our game. You can't play our game now.
I'd go back if I knew what I know now, though.
At what age?
Well, but
any age.
And, of course, anybody would want to do that, but that's...
You don't get that.
It's possible, and you don't get to go back. So that's even kind of crazy. But it is true that... at 21, 22, 23, my life didn't really have any direction that I could see till I was about 23, 24, about her age. And then, because I had been a stock boy in a drugstore. I had been a furniture deliverer and the guy at the warehouse who unloaded furniture. I assembled dinette sets at the furniture store. I had worked in a kind of a combination drug and toy store and put bicycles together. And when you're doing it, you're thinking, is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? I wonder if my whole life I'm going to put tricycles together. And you're kind of confused and you're worried and you want your parents to be proud of you. You know, it's a bunch of stuff that we forget we had in our head. And then you have to put into this equation the tremendous hormonal sex urges and your desire to find somebody. It's so important and such a big deal. The whole high school popularity thing is over. Okay, you're out of that. You don't have to worry about that anymore. But you just came out of that whole confusing thing. Why? How come I'm not popular? You know, I knew why I wasn't popular. There was nothing about me to make me popular.
Little wiener.
Well, you know what? Boy. You know what?
Was my mic on?
That was uncalled for.
Stop talking to my wife. And I mean it. Okay? That's personal stuff, and she shouldn't be blabbing about it. But I don't want to be in my 20s. I think it's very confusing, and I think now... See, I was always told that if you have a college degree, you got the world by the tail. You got a college degree, whew, sky's the limit. No, that's not true now. There are more degrees than there are jobs, and maybe that used to be the case. Hey, I just heard last night, I don't know, 60 Minutes or something, I heard a statistic that... What is the new statistic of how many people, adults, have college degrees? I think they said, man, if I'm not mistaken, I think they said 25%. That sounded very high to me. That can't be right. And 1 in 4, that's not right. You think?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
No kidding. That just seemed high to me. So she got a job. And it was a whole weekend of calls back and forth, because she's down in Texas right now, but it was literally one of those deals where when you do get the call, and you're the one we want, you have no time. We want you in Florida for training in 4 days. I mean, you got to box everything up, get it out of where you live. Moving.
Does she have to move?
She's actually going to move to the... No, she's going to move to the Midwest, anywhere she wants, Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, whatever.
Wow.
So the good news there is she could probably just live with us for a while and save a little money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to... I'm not going to go into great detail because I don't want people thinking, good for you. My kid still doesn't have a job. That's not what this is about. It's just about being happy for my kid because she got a job and she has felt, whether you realize it or not, I think there is sibling, not rivalry, but I think a brother or sister can't help but compare himself or herself to the siblings. Well, they've got jobs, and they've got, she every once in a while she would do this, and here I am, 23, and I've never even had a job. I said, yeah, you did. You had a job. Your job was being good enough at something that it got you a full scholarship. That was your job, and you succeeded at it. That was your job. But it's just not the same. And it really is scary. And she said, I'm so nervous. I said, if you weren't nervous, there'd be something wrong with it.
Right.
I said, every job I have ever taken, I was nervous. Did I make the right decision? Should I have taken this job? Oh, my God. What if another better job comes along? Am I going to be good enough? Oh, I hope I can do that. They know how old she is. They know she's never had a real job. Now, she's been teaching tennis down in Texas. That's a job. But she's not had that structured, go to the H&R department, fill out your papers, sign up for your 401k. You know, a real job with a big company. And now she does. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, I'm so excited. It's like I want to go to work with her. And here's the problem. You want to kind of intervene and get involved, but I think the last thing an employer wants to see is that you're still dependent on your daddy. You know, daddy's butting in. But it's funny because she's a college graduate. We've talked about this before. And she asks me, what's a 401k? What is that?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, why would she know that?
They don't teach that in college.
They don't teach you that. And if you haven't had a job where they have a 401k, you wouldn't know what that is. I didn't know what a mutual fund was till I was in my 40s. I think I was 40 years old before I knew what a mutual fund was. And you hear it on the news every day, mutual funds are doing well. I didn't know what that meant. So here's another chapter, the beginning of another chapter. We've had a lot of time for things to happen to all of us. Anybody have anything for the Burke segment?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you might. What do you have? Tina Del Piez, everybody.
Thank you.
Tina Del Piez, what do you have?
I'll whip through them pretty quickly here.
How about just whipping me?
Or whipping them out?
I learned something about this little saying called third on a match.
I've never heard.
And
you know
I was told that meant back in World War II, you never were the third on a match, especially if in a foxhole, because if somebody lit their cigarette and then lit the next guy and then lit the third guy, by the time it gets to the third guy, the enemy has followed the light and knows where to shoot.
Get shot.
Yeah.
I've never heard the expression third on a match.
No.
Never heard it.
I hadn't either, but I learned that today. Secondly, I was on Highway 70 coming near Mid Rivers Mall, and
That's a good story.
Thank you. I saw all these cars getting on the highway, all these lights flashing, and one of the vehicles was one of those giant SUV, like FBI things with the lights flashing and all that.
Right.
But it was I think it was a funeral procession with not that many cars, but they were blocking everybody from going on the highway next to the procession of cars. The Highway Patrol guys kind of spread out so you couldn't go past them. I couldn't figure it out who that was.
But it was obviously somebody who was law enforcement, maybe.
I think in Illinois you're supposed to pull over, but I don't think so on the highway.
I don't think it's mandatory to pull over anywhere.
No?
Okay. I don't think so.
I think it's just out of respect that people do that.
And they do it in the South.
Yeah.
Oh, man, in the South, I don't care if, Paul Doofus dies and he knew two people and there were only three people in the procession. People pull over.
Oh, okay.
It's really pretty impressive.
Paul Doofus was a pretty nice guy.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He was.
All right. I saw the movie Puss in Boots, and it was really good.
Can you edit out Puss? Beyond, can you edit that
out?
And remember I think it was last week or the week before, we talked about have you ever walked out on a movie, and I said there was one movie I wanted to, I didn't. I did this weekend. After 1 hour, I thought, if I sit here another hour, I'm going to be wasting another hour of my life. This
Let's
is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Let's
and I
it.
Cannot believe it was the highest rated movie that Dawn had,
Let's
J. Edgar.
It. And let me tell you this. I'm glad you said this. I have read in the last two or three days numerous reviews that said just that. That this thing is weak and slow and not
boring,
a good movie.
Nothing
How about her giving that three and a half?
Yes.
Three and a quarter, how many?
I know you think I'm too easy on movies, but good grief.
Well, no, you are. And if you don't like it and walk out, this must really be pathetic.
I thought so because I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I like all of his movies.
Did you walk out?
I did.
Wow.
After an hour, I thought, I cannot sit here another minute. It'd be punishing myself to waste any more of my day sitting
here. I'm not going now.
No, I wouldn't recommend
it. Not going to do it.
That's
it. See. All right, that was a good contribution. You saved a lot of people a lot of money.
Thank you.
A lot of popcorn and soda and ticket money. Anybody else?
I was trying to get a hold of Dr. Doug so he could share in my Burke
segment.
Right.
You guys were too, like Thelma and Louise this weekend.
Yeah, we were a Thelma and Louise. We went to Birmingham, Alabama.
I like to think of it more like a Liberace and that kid that he lived with.
Oh.
That's right. Come over here, Doug.
And most people, I'm sure, they're not real interested in much of the details, but the story is you, and I find this a little odd, you and Dr. Doug traveled together.
Yes.
That's your business. And what happened is between the two of you?
Went to Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Tim Reynolds.
Never heard of him.
Is in a band. And
why did you ever mention this guy before?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just slipped my mind. He has his own band that he tours with, and it's called TR3. The Pernikoff brothers.
How many people are in that band, TR3?
Six.
Then why isn't it TR6?
No, it's TR3. There's three people in the band.
Yeah.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
And Dr. Doug's sons, the Pernikoff brothers, were opening for TR3 in Birmingham, Alabama.
That's big. See, he's as excited about this as I am my daughter getting a job.
Oh, he was. It
he
was,
had to be just out of his mind.
Oh, he said it was one of the best times he's ever had at any kind of concert because we got to watch from the side of the stage, from backstage.
The side? It's
what?
Like you said, the side of the stage.
Did I say the side?
I thought you did. Maybe no. I misheard.
The side of the stage, and he was really excited. The Pernikoff brothers are tremendous. They are really, really good.
Well, what are you going to say? He's probably listening. I mean, you're not going to say, man, these guys stunk.
But
they really were good.
They really, really were good. I went back into the dressing room and asked Tim, because Tim was back listening to him. And
you know, you travel with a guy, and then you go to another guy's dressing room.
I know.
I don't know what's going on here.
I know. I was cheating. So
cheating on Dr. Doug.
Yeah. Tim said that they are the best band that has opened for them.
Wow.
That was a pretty big statement.
How many bands do you think have opened for them?
A lot. I think a lot. But he was very impressed with those guys. And
sounds
I said,
to me like they're on their way.
I said, make sure that you tell them that. So he did. He sat down with them and had a long talk with them, and it was really nice.
That's interesting, too, about Tim Reynolds. You know his dad. Tim's dad, right?
Yes.
What's his first name?
Bill.
Bill Reynolds.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know is that Tim, this is how passionate he is about music. He doesn't have to do this. His
Here
family,
it comes.
His dad was the one that created that foil, that Bill Rep.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Rep.
I have some at home.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really have to.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that was it, but it was a blast. But Tim asked me if I wanted to go with them onto Mississippi and just try and change my flight.
And you said,
flight.
Sure, I don't have a job or any obligation to the Hard Morning Show.
He considered it.
Travel all the time with you.
I can take off whatever you guys want.
Well, I was going to go to their next job on Saturday and then fly back on Sunday.
Now, how did Dr. Doug introduce you to people as my partner, my companion? I mean, two guys traveling together. How did he introduce you? Lover?
Yeah, lover. They said lover.
How did they? I know he's got a big beard. Did it tickle?
Good.
Well,
and then you're, you know,
I want to get into
you should
it,
know
yeah.
that you might as well know you're going to ask for this when you travel with some guy. Yeah, I mean, it's just.
Oh, sure.
Now we're going to jump all over.
But Dr. Doug, everyone kept saying, oh, my God, it's Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, he looks like him.
He looks just like him.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Peon, nothing?
No, nothing today.
All right. Mal, I'm going to do some business. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the, as a reporter at NBC, I can't, he was the same guy that was allowed more access to Charlie Sheen than anybody else. You'd know his face, younger guy, and he did more of the interviews with Charlie Sheen. Well, the same guy for NBC this morning on the Today Show was allowed access, full access to the house where Michael Jackson died. Did you see this?
No.
This house? So they go in the house, and we come back after the break. I'm just going to tell you one thing that jumped out at me, because they literally took you and showed you the bed he died on, and they showed the crime scene photographs, some of them taken, that the police took, of the same room right after they had taken Jackson's body out of there. And one thing just kind of really jumped out at me, and we come back, I'll tell you what that is. First, we have to talk about Argosy Casino. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed John Michael Montgomery this past weekend. Here's something else for you to enjoy that's coming up December 9th and 10th. It's a holiday variety show. It has Bob Zaney, who you know, has been to Argosy at least a dozen times, I think. Greg Morton, Keith West, and Showgirls. It is a show that you can get into simply with an unwrapped new toy for Toys for Tots, or you can give them $10, and they'll see that the $10 goes to Toys for Tots. So it is a Toys for Tots variety show. And again, that's December 9th and 10th at Argosy Casino, Alton. January 6th, it's Steve Davis, the one, the only Steve Davis, and Memories of Elvis, and that's one night only, January 6th. January 20th and 21st, if you're a Johnny Cash fan, you'll love this show. Bill Furness and One More Round, Johnny Cash Tribute Band. January 20th and 21st. Every Thursday night, all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs, the biggest crab legs in town. There's just a bunch of stuff that's always going on at Argosy. And there is a, I don't know, when you go in different casinos, there's a level of, like, warmth and hospitality. And some of them seem very cold to me. Not temperature cold, but the dealers aren't really friendly, and the staff, there just is. It's almost like, ooh, they're too uppity, and they don't have to treat you right. The folks at Argosy were here doing this before anybody else. This is their 20th year in St. Louis, and I just think you'll notice a difference in the staff, in the dealers, and everything of the people in the restaurants at Argosy. But get yourself an Argosy Preferred card, because you're going to be able to get in on a lot of things you wouldn't know about if you didn't have the card. They're free. They're at guest services. And, of course, there's this toll-free number that will get you all the info you want or tickets that you want. 1-800-711-GAME. 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino Alton.
With your Gold and Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, not much is going on right now. You have a ramp closure, though, on eastbound 4064 onto Vandeventer. That's a temporary ramp closure. Also, the only other problem we've got is eastbound 70 now is running slow between Grand and 10th Street. And then it opens up as you go past the dome through the depressed section. Everything looking pretty good coming over the Poplar Street Bridge. No, southbound 270, that's getting a little bit heavy, though. Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. Find 50% off great holiday gift specials for everyone on your list. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. A year ago, Missouri went to Texas Tech and scored early, but the Tigers lost the ballgame in Lubbock. This year, the Red Raiders come to Faurot Field in Columbia this Saturday. Join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 1:30.
Get every pass, every play right here this Saturday on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.5%. 3.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.5%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.5 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.821 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
Every other place that you call, you go in for 6 months, 9 months. ARCA, you walk in the door, you are treated with medication at the time you walk in, and you leave that same day. You're treated in your own environment. You're treated at home. You can be at home with your treatment, around the people you love and need to be around. Here they teach you how to live in your circumstances without the medication, with the pharmaceuticals that they give you that helps the craving, and you just learn how to live without it. I've been clear and free for almost 3 years now, and they're still there to help me if I need it.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
Hey, it's Trish Gazelle. When you think of roofing, you think of John Beal. When you think of windows, you should also think of John Beal. They carry St. Louis's finest quality replacement windows and siding products in St. Louis. This is the highest quality window you can get in St. Louis, and John Beal is putting their name behind it. They have been in St. Louis for three generations, and they want to make sure that when you are fixing your home, that you do it right the first time. They don't want you to put a Band-Aid on it. These are the energy-efficient windows. You're actually going to save money on your utilities. So give them a call. They're available 24/7, 314-429-6000 for John Beal Windows. Tell them Trish sent you. You can go online as well at johnbealinc.com. They have the strongest warranties in the industry. If you find the same product at a lower price, John Beal will match your price and pay you the difference plus a $50 bonus. Call for John Beal Windows today, 314-429-6000.
Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
Insects and diseases are a major threat to Missouri's trees and prime hunting, fishing, and recreation areas. So when you pack for deer camp this year or the next camping trip, bring marshmallows, bring your binoculars, bring your sleeping bag. But don't bring firewood. You may be transporting the emerald ash borer, or EAB, a bug that devastates Missouri's ash trees. Purchase firewood at your destination and burn all of it to help prevent the spread of EAB and other invasive insects. Remember your orange safety gear, warm clothes, but don't bring firewood. Learn more at eab.missouri.edu.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Does St. Louis seem brighter? It should. Metro Lighting in Chesterfield Valley is now open. Celebrate our grand opening with savings at all locations during home decorating days going on now. Save at least 25% store-wide, including already reduced merchandise. Save on all fixtures, accessories, and more, including unique and timeless designs from Metropolitan Lighting. And bring in a celebration bonus coupon to save an additional 10% on one item. Find it at MetroLightingCenters.com. Hurry in and save.
Saturday Night Fever. John Travolta.
I remember it more from the movie Short Circuit.
Was the song in there?
Yes. Ali like Sheedy the and the robot though, were dancing
I
together.
Love that movie.
It's probably not very macho to say that you like the Bee Gees, but I do. I like their music. They wrote some good stuff, too, that other people recorded. We'll be happy to take your calls, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You remember a while back when I took some vacation time?
No, really?
No. You hardly take vacation.
We were somewhere, and I was in a restaurant, and I'm not a drinker. I'm not. If you put all the drinks in a year together that I drink, I think the average drinker will drink that much in a week or two. But I ordered a drink, and it's an old. And you're a bartender, Peon, so
right.
You recognize this immediately. I mean, this is a drink that was very popular and ordered a lot, much like the Tom Collins was back in the 50s, 60s, Whiskey Sour. It was fantastic. I don't actually...
That's a pretty simple one to make.
Well, and I was going to ask you, I went and actually I liked it so much that I went and found how to make it. Now, I'm not going to become a big drinker because of this drink, but if you're going to have a drink, it might as well, to me, taste good. There are enough drinks that taste horrible. You just kind of choke them down because, you want the effect.
Right. Angela's favorite drink is an amaretto sour, but kind of close.
Kind of the same. Yeah, good tasting thing. Tell people how to make a whiskey sour.
I don't know if there's...
Because I know how, and I'll be able to tell if you're any good at what you're doing.
Okay. I might not know then. I just thought it was whiskey and sour mix with the...
Idiot.
No?
Maybe some 7-Up in there or something?
Idiot. You know what...
Grenadine?
Do you know what... what's it called?
Simple syrup.
Simple syrup. You know what that is.
It's essentially just
liquid
powdered sugar and water. Yeah.
But it's like you liquefied sugar. It's bourbon, and they say the best for it is Maker's Mark. That's the one where they do the wax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's
kind of neat. Maker's Mark lemon juice, like preferably from a really fresh squeezed lemon, and simple syrup and ice, and that's a whiskey sour. And most people put a cherry in it and a slice of orange. So there you go. I actually know how to make one drink now.
Wow.
So 2 ounces of bourbon, 2 ounces of lemon juice, 1 ounce of simple, what's it called, simple syrup?
Right.
And your ice, and there you have it.
Wow. On their Wikipedia article of a whiskey sour, it says, optionally, you can add a dash of egg white.
Oh, hey, why would you do that?
That's nasty. And that makes it a Boston sour. Oh, that's
my
weird.
Goodness. Yeah,
see, you can get...
They got to take everything and mess with you. It, you know. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I'm sure everybody has seen Daryl Hammond now. He's all over the place talking about his book, and I watched him on that horrible Piers Morgan thing. And I was going to get it and dump it into my iPad and read it, and I'm not going to because... did you ever see somebody that they're on so many shows and they tell you so much that you feel like I already know everything because the things that they highlight, and when they say you can find excerpts from the book on our website, well, they're going to put the juiciest, best parts on there, and I feel like I've already read it.
Right.
So I just don't want to read it now. Plus... I don't know. I said this before. Autobiographies bother me because this is a person telling you what they want you to think about their lives or what they want you to know, and they leave out what they don't want you to know. Where I think a good biography where somebody did their homework and investigated and researched, I think that's a better depiction of somebody's life. But no doubt this guy had a screwed up life. Sue is on the phone. Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you all?
We're great.
Good, Sue.
Great.
Good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
And I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are...
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Well, it might be easy for you guys, but I'm having a hard time with it. I have got a bunch of clothes to donate, and I have 5 55-gallon trash bags.
Oh, wow.
3 clean clothes to donate and 2 big tubs. And I can't get anybody to come pick them up.
You can't get, like, the Kidney Foundation? Or does it? We get calls, like, every week for, like, Women's and Other Chance and all that other stuff.
Okay. Well, I think United what she's... Way and New Life and
well, here's what's
Red
gonna...
Cross here's and what... I need some other numbers.
Here's what's going to happen, Sue. Because of this call, we are now going to get calls from people say, you know, we'd be happy to pick them up. I think the issue here is nobody wants to pick them up. They want you to bring them in.
But I know. I can't even drag them to the front door.
I'll be stunned if in the next few minutes a legitimate charity doesn't call and say, my goodness, we'd love to have those. First of all, tell me a little bit about the clothes. They're obviously in really good condition.
Yeah, some of them still have the price tags on them.
And is it a bunch of different sizes, or is it all clothing for a woman, or?
It's a lot of preteen clothes and small boys, and there's some suit jackets and pants, and there's some coats. And
did you try Salvation Army?
I don't think they pay.
It says on their website, it says you can call them and schedule a pickup.
That's not what they told me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe they're... I
didn't try the Salvation. Okay.
Sometimes, though, websites, what they say and then the actual truth is different. Like our website for KTRS. For KTRS says we're like a really great station. Like it makes it look like we're the best station.
Yeah. They should take that down.
They should stop posturing us that way, because then you listen and this is what you hear.
Hey, Sue, where are you located?
South City, down by the brewery off of Broadway.
Okay.
In 55.
So you have coats, dress clothes, casual clothes, shoes, a little bit of everything for, again, what sizes, what age, gender?
Well, it's that preteen, the little, like, 10-year-old.
Boys or girls?
11.
Boys or girls?
Boys and girls.
Wow, you get a little bit of everything.
Did you call the Kidney Foundation?
No, I haven't tried the kidney.
I would call them because they'll come out and pick it up. And then someone called and said National Charity for the Blind will come out and pick the stuff up. Okay. Yeah.
You know, Johnny Londoff used to work the phones for the Kidney Foundation, and they'd say, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?"
That was fun.
Sue thought it was funny.
Yeah, she did.
She liked it. Sue, try the Kidney Foundation.
I have to try to humor you, Frank.
Well, yeah, you do. I'm the host. And call Salvation Army, call the Kidney Foundation, and keep listening because I have a feeling we're going to get some calls here pretty soon.
Well,
somebody would be thrilled to get
those
clones.
Really heavy.
Well, that just means there's lots of good stuff if it's heavy.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff. I didn't have as many shoes, but I had some suit jackets for adults.
Here's the other thing that may happen. Somebody may call pretending to be representing one of the. So be careful. Because if we get a call and we forward it to you, and they go, "Yeah, we'll be happy to come by and get it," unless you don't care. I mean,
they'll leave a receipt. The company will leave a receipt, with their logo on it for you to fill out for your taxes.
So you we want to make it clear before you call and go, "Yeah, put me in touch with Sue or have her call me. I'll pick it up." She's going to want from you a legitimate piece of identification for a tax-deductible form or whatever.
Right.
So this will just keep,
riff-raff.
Jim Sixpack from coming and rifling through your clothes and throwing them away what he doesn't want. So we'll get you all squared away because we are the problem solvers, and that's what we do.
Okay.
All right, Sue, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Favorite age. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Hang on and give Dan your number.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan, we'll put her on hold, and Dan will take the number, and if we get a legitimate call, we'll have...
We'll
give it to Sue. Jim is on the phone. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim. A good place to do it is the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store. There are four of them throughout the area. There's one in South City right around Kings Highway and Christie. They'll come and pick it up. They sell the stuff at the thrift store for very little for people who need it. And
They will pick it up.
They'll pick up, too.
Great, and that's St. Vincent de Paul.
St. Vincent de Paul. They're international, all over the world, but St. Louis, is one of the places that has it, and I'm trying to look up for a pickup number here. She's called up St. Vincent de Paul Society, and tell her what she wants, I'm sure they'll give her the pickup number.
Well, you see, there you go. In less than a minute, Jim has helped us keep our 100% track record of being able to solve problems.
I do have a number. If you want it, I can give it to Dan or else, however you like.
Well,
to
I'm sure Sue's probably still listening. Throw it out over the air for other people, and then Dan can write it down when you do that and make sure Sue gets it. What is it?
352-4000.
And that's a 314 number.
Yes.
352-4000. Jim, thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Appreciate it, guys.
All
right. See, amazing. Have we ever not solved a problem?
No.
No.
Not once.
Once in the history of being the problem solvers or providing that service, have we not been able to solve a problem? Enjoy the temperature of 70 degrees because Wednesday night, that would be the night after tomorrow night, 28.
28 degrees.
That's the forecast low for Wednesday night. And before we break, which we're about to do, I just want to say, because this is just so irritating to me, we have a commercial that runs, and it runs on this station, and there's a voice on the commercial of somebody who sounds like his mouth is filled with saliva. I would recommend to that person, before you record the next commercial, spit just real big or swallow instead of making a screeching talk with a bunch of saliva in your mouth. So I feel better that I call that to everybody's attention. I'd like to read you, if you would allow me, a nice email, another of many.
Just swallow it and live with it.
That, you know what, Lauren? That is very good advice. That is very good advice.
You know what? It is pretty good advice, but honestly.
Now listen to Tina. Like she doesn't agree.
Yeah.
Tool Belt Team, I get so much great email. Here's the latest one from Mary. And Mary says, Frank, I want to thank you for directing me to the Tool Belt Team. I needed some home repairs. I didn't want to get ripped off, so I trusted the show. And it says, the Tool Belt team called me right back. I was surprised when I heard they charge $60 an hour. That seemed like a lot to me, but I didn't realize they would be doing multiple jobs within that hour. A guy named Rudy came out, worked, and here are her words, worked like a dog and a gentleman.
Whoa.
You don't hear that often.
No.
You hear work like a dog, or you hear he was a real gentleman, but you don't hear the two together. Work like a dog and a gentleman. He repaired two windows, my falling wooden kitchen cabinets, my garage door, my gutters, downspout, fixed an electrical outlet, and a couple of other things that I thought of while he was here. My home feels much newer to me now. I only wish I'd gotten this work done years ago. I just didn't know who to trust. Thank you very much. Mary from High Ridge, thank you. And there you go. Another testimonial about a company that many of you have needed for a long, long time, and now you have it. A trustworthy handyman service. The Tool Belt Team, the website, it's an easy one to remember, thetoolbeltteam.com, the phone number, 314-966-1895. You have home repair needs, you want them done by pros who'll do it right and be fair with the pricing, the Tool Belt Team, and again, it's thetoolbeltteam.com.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, I just got word as we speak that they just cleared a stalled vehicle from eastbound 70 at the depressed section. They had the right lane block, so you got a bit of a backup there. Now, we do have some kind of incident that's going on. Police are with it now on Highway 40 at the Newstead overpass. Not quite sure what that is, but it is a police incident. On southbound 270, busy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, that's not too bad right now from the Blanchett Bridge out through O'Fallon. Also westbound 40, picking up volume between Hampton and McCausland, and then a little heavy between 270 and Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Area Toyota dealer today. See your local Toyota dealer for tires, brakes, batteries, and factory-recommended service performed by Toyota technicians using genuine Toyota parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the Draw in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning when we'll talk to former Major League umpire and one heck of a good guy, Dave Phillips. Plus, ABC's Sam Donaldson will be along with the latest from Washington, D.C. And first look at the markets with Scott Brothers from Stifel Nicolaus. Join us Tuesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.
These are difficult times, and you need the St. Louis Home Retention Group. As you know, President Obama just the other day talked about a new federal program to help you save your home or help you get out of that high-stress position that you're in because of your mortgage. It's nobody's fault. It's everybody's concern. And you can get the help you need from the people at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now. Go to the website, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, or simply call them direct at 636-527-5121. For the past 3 years, the Better Business Bureau has rated the St. Louis Home Retention Group with an A. And that means they're getting it done. They're doing a great job, and they actually care about what happens. They'll help you wade through the loan modification stuff that they do so well that can be so confusing for everybody else. Trust the St. Louis Home Retention Group to help you get the most out of whatever federal programs are available and help you save your home right now or at least modify the debt you're under. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Call them 636-527-5121.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians, so
Choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Is this Cher?
Yes.
If you have a joke suggestion, I'll take it. Normally when I come in here, the only thing I'm really armed with is a joke in my head, and I just kind of got busy and caught up, and certainly in the next hour I'll think of a joke to tell. But if you have a suggestion, hey, give us a call next hour, and I will certainly consider your suggestion. The other thing I want to talk about when we come back is Tony Orlando and the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. He was on Huckabee. Have you ever watched Huckabee on Fox?
No.
All right. He's a former
wasn't he a candidate for a while?
Former governor of what, Arkansas or something. And he's gotten huge, but my real point is, so is Tony Orlando. Tony Orlando is bigger than he's ever been, as big as a house. And the reason I mention it is the Nutrisystem commercials that ran not that long ago for Tony Orlando, like the ones that ran for all these other celebrities. I'm Tony Orlando, and I lost 60 pounds on and he looked great. He is gigantic. And I think what happens is that contractually they agree to take X amount of weight off and keep it off for a certain amount of time. And if they do, they get the money. I'm telling you, the day the contract ended, Tony Orlando headed for the biscuits and gravy down in Branson and the buffet. Woo! And he was on Huckabee. It was a great show, a veterans tribute show. It was, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later, and then I'll retell the Tom Arnold story that I heard him tell in the interview, and an Opion, you know it too, about their deal. He and Roseanne, when they did the deal with Nutrisystem. Oh. Yeah, it's really very, very interesting. The Goodfeed stores. Let me make something real clear about the Goodfeed stores, because I think there's some people who are confused. I know there are other people on the air who throw out a price starting at, and it's a pretty low price. I think people hear that, and they think that's what they're going to end up spending to get the relief that they need. Now, that may or may not be the case. You may need to spend more. And when I get, and I've only gotten two, but when I get a letter from somebody saying, well, I can't afford the Goodfeed inserts, okay. But you know what? If they work, you're going to find out this is one of the greatest values you've ever come across in your life.